We are so excited to have you back this morning for the Word for Life radio ministry of Brookside Baptist Church. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, the counseling pastor and senior citizens pastor at Brookside. And with me in the studio is Gary Jarosinski, who is one of the members of our church. He and his wife, Debbie, have been in our church about 5 years. One of the joys about being able to host this program every morning is to just kind of hear some testimonies about who God is and what God has been doing in the lives of our members. And we are thrilled to be able to have Gary with us today. And Gary, you know, the Bible tells us in Romans 10 that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And isn't that an exciting promise?
That's an exciting promise. It's just very reassuring. Very reassuring.
Exactly. Now, I would like for you just to kind of share with our folks how the Lord was working in your life to bring you to the point of realizing, I need to make a change.
Sure. Basically, my parents, to their credit, did a great job in raising me in a religious household, brought up in a denomination, Catholic. And I did have a fear of God as far as a respect for God.
Sure.
They did a good job on just, you know, the whole typical religious instruction and everything through the years. And I definitely knew what sin was, definitely, you know, felt a guilt or a conviction when I did sin. But again, it was more of just religion. It was going through the motions for 45 minutes to an hour on a Sunday. And I was a senior in high school when I can look back and see how God and the Spirit of God was just bringing conviction,
right,
and doing the calling or the drawing.
Uh-huh.
And I do remember God using a classmate, probably in my junior year. I noticed a change in him. And in fact, one lunch hour at the school, he had just the most calm expression on his face. I could see a real peace. I could see a real joy, a real contentment. You could see it in his face that he had found literally rest for his soul, even though I didn't know at the time. We had done some of the things that you do in high school together. He wasn't a real close friend, but there were parties and things involved.
Right.
And I knew the type of life that he was living. I knew the type of life I was living. And when I saw his change, I really literally wanted a part of that.
Just by looking at his facial expressions.
He was content. That word explains it all. He was, I would not say overly wild, but he was known in the school. He was known by the local police department and things.
So okay.
He had a little bit of a background.
Right.
And he had accepted Christ that year and started to share with me over the summertime between the junior and senior years of high school what it meant to be a Christian. Mm-hmm. What it meant to be saved. And I definitely was interested. I, again, looking back at it, was wide open to hear what he had to say, shared with me some scriptures. It took about 6 months before I was willing to actually make a step. Well, the start of it was to visit the church that he was attending.
Okay.
Which for me, as a Catholic kid, never setting foot in a different type of church at all was a very bold step.
Right.
And from the moment that I walked in, the service, the instruction in Bible, and just to see the difference between people that were living their faith and the joy that they had as well, they knew who they were worshiping. It wasn't just religious ritual.
Right.
And that was the start of it for me. I did receive Christ that first visit that I was at the church. That peace, that contentment, I experienced again right away as far as it's a growth process, of course, but I knew that there was a difference between, I guess, being religious or at least going through the motion,
right,
and knowing Christ as Savior. And God did use him in a big way. My life verse I've come to from years ago, I've taken as 2 Corinthians 5:17, and I'll read that as, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And it's just very reassuring. It's very reassuring to realize that those old things that I used to do, I could even back up just for a quick minute and fill in that testimony a little bit with,
okay,
the high school years. I reached a point where the things that I was doing no longer appealed to me, but yet I didn't know where to go from that point.
Right.
I was a senior in high school. I really did not want to be in high school any longer. was not thinking much about the future and struggled. I was just struggling with being there and of different things to do. Again, the things that had appealed no longer did. And again, I look back and see how God had been working already at that time. And about halfway through that senior year, when I did receive Christ, when I got saved,
yeah,
the change as far as wanting to be in school, wanting to learn, partaking of the things that was offered to me as far as education was concerned, everything changed. And I made the best of those last few months.
Right.
And then from there, the Lord just led me further and further, you know, in growth and things like that. So,
you know, you can really see the importance of sharing your faith, even as a new believer. Here is your friend there in high school that himself is a new believer, but yet it would have been easy for him to just kind of sit there and be quiet and just say, well, I'm going to share a silent witness.
Where
obviously people can see the change in his life on his face, but yet they wouldn't know to attribute that to Christ.
Right.
And it's kind of like, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. It's not enough for them to see our good works. They have to know it's the Heavenly Father that's making the change.
Right. And I can honestly say that the Lord did use me in that regard for the few months that were left of high school.
Sure.
My classmates noticed the difference in me.
Uh-huh.
And I was more than happy to share and to tell them exactly what had happened. And it was a joy. It was a blessing to be able to finally, I guess you could say, get my life straightened out.
Right.
And have a purpose and a desire to want to accomplish something. And, of course, that would be for the Lord's glory.
And what teenager doesn't want a purpose and fulfillment in life? I mean, it's just, when all is said and done and you're laying in bed at night, you're going, okay, is this all there is to life?
Exactly.
And so to have a peer, how important it is to have a peer whose life has been changed himself.
Right.
To be able to say, let me tell you what God did in my life.
Right.
Now, yes, a teacher would be helpful. Yes, a preacher, but a peer.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, what an important thing.
And in this particular high school, I think we were blessed to have a number of Christian students that we could meet in the morning. We could meet at lunch hour. In fact, the church that I attended at that time had a number of my classmates also attending. So that again was a blessing.
Right.
Kind of an encouragement to each other.
Now, as you went to this church, you trusted Christ, the same service that you were there as a first-time visitor.
That's that same service. At the end of that service, I just wanted to know the difference, I guess, of, you know, my Catholic background. Am I going to be in heaven because of religion or because I was Catholic? You know, what made that difference? And they shared that it was personal faith in Jesus Christ. It was his grace that saves the sinner. You know, the accomplished, finished work of Christ on the cross, which, again, a lot of religions will include in their doctrinal statement, but it has to be that personal application of receiving Jesus Christ as one Savior, knowing that, you know, I deserve to be in his place. I deserve to be on that cross. It was, you know, my sin that he died for. And so we did have the leadership of the church. They explained that to me fully. I did pray at the end of that evening to personally receive Christ.
It was
definitely a step of faith, and it wasn't just a head knowledge situation. I knew that I was making a decision, and did. So thankfully, very thankfully.
Now, you said you had the opportunity to share your testimony with other kids in school before you graduated. Do you know if any of them came to faith?
The one I can think of, there was another girl classmate that was very interested.
Oh, okay.
And did actually visit the church that I attended there for a few times.
All right.
I think we shared with her the plan of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
She also was from a religious denominational background.
Yeah.
Could see the difference, experienced the same type of joy. I really can't say for sure if she was saved at the time, but her family basically put a stop to it. The persecution that came from her parents, she didn't follow through. So there again, I don't know, but it was a little, I guess, disheartening. It was sad that she didn't, but I did have other friends that were close friends, and it was a blessing for me to share with them. They did not receive the Lord, but they certainly heard and knew the difference.
They took notice, didn't
in
they?
My life. And
yeah.
They took notice. And,
yeah.
And it was just, at that time, a very natural reaction, especially as a new believer, to share one's faith.
Mm-hmm.
I know through
mm-hmm.
the years, sometimes we have a tendency to bottle it up a little bit more.
Right.
But it was certainly a blessing at the time. And
it's kind of like a girl getting engaged. You know, she cannot hide that engagement ring.
Right. That's true. That's right.
Because she's so excited that someone has asked her to marry her, and she loves him, and she's excited. She wants everybody to know.
Right. Right.
That's exactly the way it is when you first come to Christ and know your sins are forgiven. You're on your way to heaven. And just the freedom of the sins being like lifted off your shoulders.
Right. And even with my life verse, 2 Corinthians 5:17, the idea that those old things have passed away, as you just mentioned.
Yeah, yeah.
When I struggle, if I do fail, those old things are passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Not only the former, but I know God will not hold those things that are current in my life.
Right.
They're not going to be held against me. Not that I, of course, sin willingly, but
sure.
You know, I can certainly have the assurance of salvation and the reassurance as
right.
far as those old things are gone, the new things have come, and the new things, I know now that the more I yield, the more that he'll be able to conform me to the image of his son.
Right.
And it's actually, well, 2 Corinthians 5 is a great chapter.
Uh-huh.
And it's a challenging chapter in the sense that if you back up a few verses, to verse 15 as well, it's a constant reminder for me to live as a Christian. And it states that he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. And I take that also as a personal challenge to just live for the Lord
mm-hmm.
and be obedient.
Mm-hmm. And that previous verse says the love of Christ constrains us.
Right.
Knowing that he died for all. And so consequently, yes, we should not live for ourselves, but it's others, Lord. Yes, others. Well, Gary, wow, our time has just kind of quickly come to an end. But what a joy it is to know that when Christ comes in, that lack of fulfillment is immediately taken care of.
Right. And very quickly, I can remember cutting classes in my senior year, going to a local park, sitting on a bench, enjoying the view, but having absolutely no idea of where I was going to go from there.
Mm.
And about 4 months later is when I was saved, got saved. And that made, again, the difference in the world for God to be able to use me and direct me, guide me, and live for him.
And you're able to see then how God used emptiness
right.
to
empty.
Bring completion. And so
right.
if you're listening to our broadcast this morning and you're experiencing that same emptiness, I want you to just consider what Brother Gary has said, and the same person that he found to be his Lord and Savior is the same one who, if you will call upon his name and ask him to forgive you and commend your life and save you, he will do that exact same thing. So until the next time, we trust the Lord will bless you in a fantastic way.